Scientists hope one day pig hearts can be a temporary solution for babies in need of a transplant. UAB researchers recently presented a study about this. The goal is to prevent pig hearts from being rejected. And so far, results seem promising. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Dr. David Cleveland is a pediatric heart surgeon at Children's Hospital and UAB. He says when a baby needs a heart transplant, it's a challenge.
So the number of donors is just not there. I mean, we've had babies sit there and wait for 9 months in our unit. And then we've had a number of babies that die waiting for hearts. And so there's a tremendous need.
Cleveland says pig hearts could be the answer. The idea is that a baby could use a pig heart to stay alive until a human heart becomes available. But before that can happen, scientists have to make sure the human body will accept the animal organ. Over the years, they figured out how to genetically modify pigs to minimize the odds of rejection. In their recent study, Cleveland and fellow UAB researchers checked to see how infants' blood reacts to the blood of these altered pigs.
I was incredibly surprised that there's really not a lot of antibodies to these genetically modified pigs, which tells you that they aren't going to immediately reject it.
It's progress. But Cleveland says we're still a long way from transplanting pig hearts into humans. More thorough testing is needed, and scientists need to see how it does on non-human primates before clinical trials can happen with humans. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.